The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you.
You got the fruits. The fall to the ground, you got to shake the tree. Or if you want to quit dealing with the branches on the tree, then you got to lay the axe to it, right, friends? As a matter of fact, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me, moi. Whatever you'd like to address me with would be sufficient. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, that is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And you can also go to Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. There's two websites out there. And with that, you can also check out my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, again, Double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, we're getting a lot of off-air phone calls and texts and the such. I don't know why that is. You know, the reason we are in the condition that we are in as a country is because we remain silent when we should protest. Matter of fact, Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. Protestant has meaning. Let me say it real slow for you. Protestant, right? Protestant. Matter of fact, I had a friend. His name was D. James Kennedy. He was the pastor, the overseer for his ministry, Coral Ridge Ministries out of Florida. And he had a pastoral meeting at one time, and pastors from all over the world came over and visited him. And his church was being protested.
Really? It was being protested?
Yeah, we're called to be the light of the world, right? Light exposes darkness, and darkness doesn't like to be exposed. And D. James Kennedy actually had a pastor come up to him and said, "So I'm curious, Dr. Kennedy, why is your church being protested?" And D. James Kennedy, in the 60 years age range, says back to this pastor who should have knew better. He said to him, "You mean your church isn't being protested?" Yeah. He put it into perspective real quick, didn't he? Was Christ crucified? He was protesting, wasn't he? He was exposing their evil deeds, right? John 7:7, John 15. Why? Because he uncovered their sin. That prophet, that great prophet who was alive forevermore, did and is. You mean your church isn't being protested? This is also my friend who passed away 5 to 7 years ago and was just at his church this last, probably 3-4 months ago. They did a Memorial Day special on my ministry, The Price of Freedom, which was awesome. Our friend Jerry Newcomb out there. And he's also the man that was in his 60s that pointed his finger at the camera. And keep in mind, friends, when I was with him, I looked at his map and he had so many pins as to where he was being broadcasted out of radio or TV or columns and the such, and maybe all three. I didn't mean that to actually rhyme, but it did. Pretty cool stuff, isn't it? And I was looking at the map, and as I looked at the map, I said, "Sir, I can't even see some of these cities here." And he said, I said, "Because there's so many pins, you're everywhere." And he said, "Bradley, yeah, that's just the United States." He said, 7 days a week. He goes, "I'm also on the ships for our military across the world." He's broadcast alive across the world, friends. Live TV, live radio, live, you know, you get the point. And as I'm looking at his map, he said, "Bradley, that's 42 years of ministry." And I thought, well, that's great, because I felt belittled by my accomplishments, because at that time I only did 300 high schools. And he said, "How long have you been in ministry?" I said, "Well, at this point, probably 12 to 14 years, I suppose." And he encouraged me to keep going on, and I found out that his favorite pastor, apostolic pastor, just happened to be Charles Spurgeon. So when people say, Bradley, well, who's your pastor? I would say, well, he's been dead for 100 and some years. I love the Reformers. And if I was to say anybody would have been my pastor, the Spirit of God still bears witness to Charles Spurgeon. And that would be who my pastor is. Now, the point is, back to D. James Kennedy, this is the man that pointed his finger at the camera with all those people watching 7 days a week. And he said to them, abortion takes place. 4,000 babies a day are murdered in this country because 300,000 pulpits in America remain silent. That's a man that understood the cross of Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation. Matter of fact, case in point with Dr. D. James Kennedy, the ACLU deemed him as the most dangerous man in America. Man, this is sounding like scriptural to me. He's the most dangerous man in America. Dangerous to who? The church is supposed to be dangerous to darkness. It's not difficult to figure that much out. It's the church's job to speak out and speak up. You know, I hear this all the time. You see this quote all the time by Edmund Burke, evil prevails because good men do nothing. That's really true, though. You see that quote all the time, everywhere. I mean, everybody knows the quote. Oh, yeah, I've heard that before. Well, are you listening to what he actually said? Evil prevails in America, friends, because good men do nothing. So whose fault would it be that evil is prevailing? The good men, the church, the patriots and the conservatives, again, all rooted in the same Christ, on the same rock. Where Jesus said concerning Revelation, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Well, you know, when you think about the parable when Jesus was talking about how you're supposed to build the house upon the rock, Andrew Jackson was right when he said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Of course it does. But what did he say if you just build the house on sand and the storm comes? It's going to get blown away. See the difference between a Republican form of government, which we are, and a Democratic form of government, which we are not. But this president continuously inundates the American people with the fact that we're a democracy, when in fact we are not. Speaking of Jesus, speaking of the Word of God, speaking of the correlation, the two sciences that work together and that run together. They're not one without the other. God gave government. So in saying that, friends, what we're going to do, just kind of highlighted my friend D. James Kennedy, who, by the way, he's been dead for 5 to 7 years. Now, I need to do a little more homework on that. But in saying that, friends, he's still being broadcast 7 days a week across the world, and he's been dead that long. God's still bearing witness to his ministry. And what I want to talk about when we come back, and what we have been talking about, is real love. We talked about the apostles and the apostolic sacrifice through their martyrdom, which is a demonstration of God's love to the world. And of course, Jesus Christ, first and foremost, the captain of our salvation, the line of the tribe of Judah. And then we started to highlight scriptural love and how we're not to allow sin to be upon our brothers. We're supposed to warn him to flee from the wrath to come. Why? Because the love of Christ constraineth me. It moves me to warn men. Right? That is real love. And we're going to come back. Stick with us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. By the way, check out WND front page.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there is a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's Word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Oh. Wow. Oh, and by the way, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. I thought that'd be informative information to give out to all those that are listening. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to weigh in at any time, feel free to do so. Been talking about God's love, demonstration of his love story to the world through the martyrdom of the apostles and Jesus Christ. And I want to continue that vein because it's interesting stuff, because we got to keep in mind that David said in Psalm 109, they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. And Jesus said in John 15, these things that I command you, that you love one another, but if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And then he said, if you were of the world would love his own, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. And again, what is the difference? Anywhere you see the reference of the love of God, you see right in the center of the cross of Jesus Christ. It's a sacrificial love, always. When we look at the veterans and the natural, nobody can deny the fact that they sacrifice themselves in a demonstration of their love for their country to give to you and me, my friends, the freedoms in which we have. Well, what did Jesus Christ do on Calvary when he bled Calvary over 2,000 years ago only to cover the sins of the world, as the propitiation of the sins of the world? That was his blood. And the Bible tells us that Jesus did that for the very sake of freeing and liberating men from sin, not in sin. So before we start rolling into that really quick, friends, I do want to say this. Paul Washer said this. He said, you see, this narrow way is not just an outward principle. It's not just external things, although it will affect outward and external things. It's about regulating your heart, bringing your heart and mind into the submission to the Word of God. Amen. You mean, so when the scripture says that we're to take every thought captive and make it obedient unto the word of God, we're to do that? Yes, because we're accountable for it. D.L. Moody rightly said this, D.L. Moody rightly said this, the great Chicago preacher back in the 1800s. He said, we're not responsible for the birds that fly over air, but we are responsible for the birds that we allow to nest in our hair. Paul goes on, it's a narrow way. That is another thing that this means. It's a rough, difficult way. It's a way of battle. Yes, it is, friends. Let me tell you, yes, it is. This narrow way is uphill. It is against the world. It is against the flesh. It is against your culture. It is against everything you have ever been taught outside of Scripture. We're not to be conformed to the world. We're to be transformed by the Word of God, by the renewings of our minds. Remember Jesus said in James 4:4, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit bearing witness through James? Friendship with the world is enmity with God. Folks, we're called to be transformed by the power of the Holy Ghost, and we're empowered by the Holy Spirit to be sent to the world, to turn the world right side up. Paul goes on, it's a restraining, fighting way to hear. Yes, it is. To read in the old books particularly, again, I go back to John Bunyan, the idea of Christian making his way to the celestial city and the great battles that he had had with Vanity Fair, the spirit of the world. And you have no battle at all? He puts the question to those that aren't in the battle, to those that don't understand the spiritual warfare. And I'm telling you what, friends, when you step into ministry, you can look at it all day long as it being surreal. But when you're in the middle of it, you know, without a shadow of a doubt. Let me say it this way. How is it that the Satanists in this country tell the professed church they don't realize the power that's available to them in Jesus Christ? Is that a reprimand? A Satanist telling a Christian the power that's at his disposal? To move the arm of God? To perpetuate God's purposes in this earth, to establish thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven? Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be standing up saying, preach it down, dog. Preach it down, brother. Yes. Amen. It's God's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom, friends. And when we talk about scriptural love, we need to understand it's a cross-bearing love. Greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brother. Do you see the cross? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Believe is a verb. When Jesus was crucified, and after his resurrection, he went to his apostles and he said, look at my hands. Look at the nail holes in my hands. Look at the wounds in my side and in my feet. He says, as the Father sent me, so I send you. And he blew the Holy Spirit upon them. See, most people think that they know something, but they don't realize that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And the Bible also says to he who hath the Son hath life. And you're not going to have the life of the Spirit if you don't first understand that you're put off the old man and you put on the new man. See how that works? Speaking of love. Look at the cross again. Here in his love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to die for us to be the propitiation, the appeasement of the crimes towards God through his blood, which is accounted our righteousness. And by the way, justification for faith or by faith, just for those that might be wondering, is simple obedience to Christ. Keeping your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. Doing those things that you see him do. See, and this is where man gets in trouble. They begin to put their eyes on their pastor or their priest instead of the Word of God. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. Christ alone, friends. Christ alone, said Cromwell back in the 1600s. Not man. Christ alone. God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See the sacrificial love through the cross? Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13. See the sacrificial love? Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. 1 John 3:16. See the sacrificial love? It's not a love, friends, that is a lip service. It was Jesus that rebuked the religious people of the day that said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. This generation sees nothing but lip service from a great majority of the professed church in America today. They're trying to figure out where the love is. When I do high school assemblies, I remember I was in Pensacola, Florida, doing a high school assembly, 5 churches around that school. See, every week they're told by their pastor how much they're loved by their pastor. But they see in public schools they're being taught that they came from monkeys. And then the world wonders why they act like a bunch of monkeys. They're trying to figure out why they're thrown into a cesspool of indoctrination illegally by the federal government in America, and they hear from their parents about how bad the government is, yet they agree with them by throwing their kids into the indoctrination that's being thrown onto them. 86%, by the way, friends. See, they see their parents and their pastors talking about love, but they don't see the love, friends. Those kids in public schools are trying to figure out why, if you love me so much, Mom and Dad, then why are you putting me in here? Why are you throwing me in these shark-infested waters when I barely know how to swim? And the pastors spinelessly sit back and watch the wolves devour the sheep. You see, where is the love? Where is the love? And then you get into the ministry, and I'll tell you what I learned in ministry is what not to do rather than what I should do. Because I see where the commandments of men get involved only to make null and void God's commandments through the Spirit. Where's the apostles? Where's the prophets? I was talking to one of my attorney friends yesterday. He's a friend of mine. He's an attorney second to being my friend. He's a sharp guy. He oversees like 400 and some churches in Nevada alone. And he said to me, Bradley, do you know that there's people out there that are beginning to go after prophets for calling them out for what's in their heart? I said, you have got to be kidding me. Of course. See, it's cool to hang around prophetic people when you're calling out everybody else, but when it comes to them and they have to repent and they have to bear their cross, it doesn't apply. All of a sudden, oh, you're twisting my words. Oh, hey, folks, I get it. I see it. I see it all the time. I remember a lady one time said to me, her husband is a prophet, and she said to me, Bradley, I wouldn't wish your gift on anybody. In other words, she was warning me of the power of the gift, but what comes with the gift. I mean, you have pastors leading the church, friends, when the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher are supposed to lead the church. 1 Corinthians 12:28. You want to know how upside down you are? Just read the scriptures. You want to see how deviated that stick is? Then just read the scriptures. Folks, we're going to come back and we're going to take some phone calls real quick. 1-877-807-9977. Stay topic, friends. Stay topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, friends, do so. You could also pick up the phone, give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Now, I don't have your name right, so do forgive me, but welcome to the show.
Hey, Bradley, this is Tim.
Oh, Timmy, how are you, sir? I just talked to you. I was trying to figure out what we got, because we got the lines lit up a little bit here, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, I got T-I-E-N wants to jump in on the gates of hell. So I do have to say this.
My fault on the phone.
Oh, that's okay. I do want to tell everybody this. My 9-year-old son is producing this radio show.
He's doing a good job.
Amen. Did you hear that, Buggy? And then I got Massey over here answering phones for me. So I just want to give credit to where credit is due. But outside of that, Tim, thanks for calling in, brother.
Sure, sure. Just a couple of things, some things that you and I have talked about that sparked my thoughts in what you're saying. One is we need to remember as Christians first, the gates of hell are defensive. They're defensive, and we're to be the church militant. And that doesn't mean that our weapons are carnal, but we're to go attack the gates of hell. We're not to sit back and let them attack us. We're to go attack them. They're in a defensive posture.
That's right.
The second thing is you were mentioning about Satanism, and you know what's funny is I have often run into practicing Satanists, and they're not into all the stuff that a lot of people think of. They're just into doing whatever they want to do as long as in their mind they're not hurting anybody. And many of them will tell me, do you know that many of the people in your churches are merely, they're professing Christians, but they're practicing Satanists.
Yep.
That is frightening to me. And then finally, just a word of encouragement, because, you know, we do face things as we go forth in the name of Christ. We face different things. But we haven't resisted even sin or our opponents to the point of our blood. And yet you were making mention the other day, I've seen some of those videos where those guys, those savages cut people's heads off,
yep.
and horrible things to believers. We have not faced that yet, but I'm telling you, the church is not ready here in America for it. There's going to be a serious purging coming here in America, and judgment begins at the house of God. If we're not willing to judge ourselves, if we're not willing to repent ourselves, how can we expect those who are lost to do it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, by the way, when you talked about that video, I do want to let you know, Tim, and if you could let everybody know where to go to check that video out. That video so bothered me, I couldn't watch more than 2 minutes of it. And then what I did is I was so bothered by it, my son looked at it, and he's a little bit older, and he had looked at it, and I said, what happened after the first 2 minutes? And then he told me some more as to the things that took place. And friends, what it is a bunch of Muslims that captured 13 Russians that surrendered to the Muslims. And what they did is they put their hands behind their back, they taped them up, and then they started to slice their throats. And I couldn't bear it. I really couldn't bear it. And what was interesting about it is the church better get their fight on. We're called to fight the good fight of faith, not to sit around and complain about what the enemy's doing when God is sitting there literally offering his power to defeat the enemy once again. He did it 2,000 years ago, and he's telling the church, listen, I've given you all power over the enemy. I didn't promise you defeat. I told you that you would overcome. I told you that you'd be more than an overcomer and a conqueror through him that loved you, and an overcomer to receive all those things, Tim, that God promised to give unto us, because it's his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. I don't understand the professed church in America when I see clearly in Scripture Jesus defeated him upon the cross, and Jesus said to us, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. There is no excuse.
Well, I think some of it has come by way of the fact that the church has embraced wholly that we are just to look for the sweet by and by, which, look, I'm all for that because I know there's an eternal reward for us. But we're also to occupy until he comes. And in doing that, we must stand fast because, the light dispels the darkness. I listened to R.C. Sproul. My family and I are going through the Old Testament survey with R.C. Sproul. And, he talked about God speaking light, and it was. And we are called to be salt and light in this world. And if the salt loses its saltiness, it's thrown out, it's trampled down. So is the same thing with the light. If it loses its ability to be light, what do we expect from our enemies but to trample us afoot?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Tim, thank you for your phone call, my friend. I will talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Now, folks, I'm really curious because just what we were talking about just a minute ago here, when I'm looking in the book of Hebrews 11, I see clearly. Now, I want you to listen to this. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians assayed to do were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon. One man and 300 men dealt with the Midianites, who were the oppressors of the children of Israel. And of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword out of weakness, were made strong, that is grace, waxed valiant in fight, and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. And did I forget to tell you, women received their dead raised to life again. Oh, that's just really weird. Well, listen. What, are you a believer that doesn't believe? Because we can look at American history and say God used 56 men and less than 3% of America to establish what we have 237 years later. Hey, explain that one away. You can't. You can't. And by the way, it's a good fight of faith. We got Sean calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Welcome to the show, my friend. Oh, we lost Sean.
Your show and
gotcha. There you are.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here, Sean. Go for it.
Yeah, and I want to say how much I enjoy your show. I don't get to hear it a whole lot often, and when I do, I'm just really interested in everything you have to say here, especially since you delve a lot into the Bible.
Amen.
And speaking of which, you know, I'm sure you're aware that a lot of people try to misuse Romans 13.
Correct.
When it comes to unquestionable loyalty to our government and, you know, this you know, blind obedience no matter what. But you see, you know, when you look at what it says there about how God ordained all the powers.
Right.
Well, from what I understand, first of all, people, they get mixed up because, see, what they don't understand is that God didn't ordain the slaughter of 15 million unborn babies.
That's right.
And he hasn't ordained perversion either, or
that's right.
homosexuality.
That's right.
And so my question to people that want to try to misinterpret that is that, really this, is it evil for me to seek justice for people who are oppressed? And, you know, is it evil for me to want to protect life?
Well,
you know, it's supposed to be that it's a terror, you know, the authorities, a terror not to good works, but to evil.
That's right. That's right.
And
if I can just hang on one second here, Sean, because when you look at Scripture, it explains away the excuse of the modern church when they say, well, we're supposed to subject ourselves to ungodly government. Let me tell you this. First of all, God gave government, as I said in the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
If you just go up to 12 verse 21 in Romans,
yes.
It says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
That's right.
End of conversation. There's nothing else to talk about. God doesn't give the church commandments to subject themselves to tyranny. He says to stand against it. That's
absolutely.
It. Amen.
So, you know, like I said, is it evil for me to want to defend our God-given rights or to promote the principles of the Bible? I mean, what I have to ask these people, which side are they really on? And you know, unfortunately, there are people even in my own family that are blind to this kind of idea that we should have unquestionable loyalty. You know, this is how Nazi Germany succeeded the Weimar Republic.
That's right.
Due to this exact kind of blind cooperation, Hitler demanded unquestionable loyalty, and he got just that.
Wait,
thanks to many Germans who were willing to give up their rights in order to appease Hitler.
That's exactly right.
You know?
Yeah,
and they had no idea what it would cost.
You know what's interesting about that, too, is when Dietrich Bonhoeffer comes to mind, and he's the guy that he didn't have to. He was over in America being accredited with a brand-new book. He
mm-hmm.
could have stayed in America, but he chose to go back to Hitler, to Germany, to deal with Hitler. And
right.
What happened is the church has become under attack. They had to swear loyalty to Adolf Hitler, and if they didn't, then they would jail them and execute them. And
yeah.
People don't realize that. And they also don't realize that Hitler's youth were actually the youth groups in the churches in Germany.
Well, and you know why they don't realize it is because too many people now, especially of this generation, are totally uneducated. They've compromised to whatever extreme they have. You know, they have total apathy. They don't care. You know, the people in Germany there, they soon regretted the mistake they made in trusting
That's right.
Hitler.
That's right. They're embarrassed by it to date, at the present. And can I add too, Sean, that's all America has to do is turn and look to what Adolf Hitler did and
yeah.
then look to America because the correlation is second to none, friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's line upon line, precept upon precept. When God said there's nothing new under the sun, there is nothing new under the sun. And,
right. I mean,
and here we are.
Hitler manipulated the Germans into blind allegiance, okay? They made the mistake they did in trusting him. They had no idea what it would cost them, and it cost them a heavy price.
Indeed it did.
Yes.
Yes. I appreciate your phone call, Sean.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. Massey, will you take that phone call really quick? I'm actually going over right now. Thanks for that phone call, my friend. Well, actually, I'll come right back to it right after this segment. I appreciate the phone calls, friends. Give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. I'll be right back. Check us out online as well, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, or check out my personal pages, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty, and we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Hey, by the way, friends, as me and Sean were just talking, caller out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, listen to what Adolf Hitler said. Listen carefully, and it's the same thing with this joker, and the joke's on you, America, in the White House. Listen carefully, the similarities here. Hitler said, as a Christian, I have no duty to allow myself to be cheated, but I have the duty to be a fighter for truth and justice. And what was he tearing down, friends? Read Isaiah 14. Truth and justice. And if you think it's a joke, as Sean was conveying to you, my friends, you might want to look at Hitler, because less than 3% of the population, in a population of 80 million people back in the days of Adolf Hitler in Germany, they thought Adolf Hitler was a joke. That was until he got into power, and then he began to dismantle that government, and then he began to kill off opposition within 6 million, and then he began to kill off opposition without, that did not conform to his ideology. Is that what you're seeing today, friends? It's exactly what you're seeing today. You're seeing the DHS right now, friend. They're trying to expand. We already know that the terrorism and the terroristic threats are not coming from the American people. But that's what this administration is doing, is blaming you and labeling you as the terrorist. If that doesn't put a chill up your spine, friends, as to stand up against tyranny today, I don't know what's going to get you there. You go ahead and just keep ignoring it, because let me tell you what's going away through your ignorance, your freedoms. And the future for your posterity. We've been talking about love, friends, and it's not love to sit down and allow tyranny to reign only to destroy your posterity. Not one iota. I'm actually jumping over here again. We've been talking about love, and Tim had brought something up here, the first caller, and I want you to see this, because this is interesting stuff here. I don't want to go to... We'll just go back over to the King James. want to stay safe. Oh, I don't want to get in that argument. Oh, Bradley? No, sir. Just hang on a second. Hey, let me tell you about the King James Version really quick. If it worked for John Wesley, if it worked for Martin Luther, if it worked for the generals of God, it's A-OK with me. Especially when you see the results that God bore witness through these people, it is incredible. And I've talked to you guys about this over the last couple of days, about how the generals of God, men of old, the reformers, they didn't talk about God. God walked with them. And God delivered up their enemies before them. Boy, isn't that the Bible we should be talking about? The conquering Christ? See, because the Bible says we're to be witnesses of the resurrection, not of the old carnal dead man. My goodness. Let's go to Hebrews 12 really quick. Listen, we're talking about love. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth, okay, we're talking King James, which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience. Oh, that word. Patience, friends, is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. So if you don't know, slow your roll. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Listen again. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, real faith does this. For the joy that was set before him who endured the cross. So, the real faith is intertwined with the cross, isn't it? Yes, it is. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Now, just hang on a second, because George Whitfield is coming to my aid right now. And he talked about eggs, and I want to talk about his little comments about eggs. And because he said that he was honored with having, you ready for this? I was honored with having stones, dirt, rotten eggs, and pieces of dead cats thrown at me today. He was one of the great awakening preachers. He said, I was honored with having stones, dirt, rotten eggs, and pieces of dead cats thrown at me today. When you go back into the history of William and Catherine Booth, speaking of love again, speaking of bearing the cross for the world to see God and Christ Jesus, who is alive forevermore, who sits at the right hand of God in power, and all things are subject to him, and every knee shall bow that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Woo! Woo! Having a little church up in here. Mm-hmm. William and Catherine Booth, friends, I don't know if you guys realize this or not, the opposition they had was the professed church in England. They ostracized them. They set them apart. Go out 100 miles away from where we're at. You know, it's interesting. 10 years later, God gave them the position of where they rejected them from and said, okay, this is my man. Now deal with corruption. And he did. They went into the bars and they preached. They went out into the streets. They preached. They dealt with child traffickers. They preached. You know, as I said yesterday, and I say it again, preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. You know what I'm saying? Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Thank you, Lord. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You know what I've seen, friends? Hey, listen. If you don't go and pet everybody in the directions that their feathers are naturally set, I'll tell you what. They're going to have a serious attitude problem with you. It's more about them in the professed church in America than it is about seeking and saving that which is lost. And what is the objective? What is the mandate that Christ made and commandments that Christ gave to his church? Go and seek and save that which is lost. We're written epistles for all men to read. We're to be walking Bibles, said Charles Spurgeon. I go on, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Speaking of love, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin, lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. And to his children, he says, have you forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as children, my son? Despise not thou the chastening, the inflictions, to correct or the corrections of the Lord, nor faint, relax when you are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastiseth, and scourgeth every son and daughter in whom he receiveth. He said, if you endure chastising, or chastening, in King James, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof are all partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh who corrected us and gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? I'm talking to the church now. For they barely for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But God, why does God chastise his church? Be that they might be profiteers of what? That they might be partakers of what? The holiness of the Most High God. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous. No, as the Chinese say, it's sucky, sucky. Being under the hand of God through chastisements, it is sucky, sucky. But rest assured, when he is chastising you, he is only bringing you to a place to show you what you are not, to show you who he is. It reminds me of Peter and the disciples when they were all out in the water all night and they were fishing and they caught nothing. And Jesus said, no, cast out the net on the right side. And they captured 153 fish. And Peter, through the understanding of who the Christ was, he fell down. And he said, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. My goodness, I get this, Lord. I get it. I get it. It's common sense to me, Lord. A child is the model of heaven. He understands it. You know, it's interesting in the adult world today, you know, you become 18 years old, then you become mature. So you can do, you know, booze it up and smoke cigarettes and go into the sex porno shops. You have it backwards. And it shows you who their fathers were because Jesus again said wisdom is justified by her children. Look what the children have taught. Look at the fathers and the mothers have taught their children that you have to be 18 years old before you can be full blown in the declaration of your sinful life before a just and a holy God who shed his grace upon this nation. What a sham. Hey, folks, if you want to dare the justice of God, just keep spitting towards him. Just think about what I just said. 18 years old to smoke. You got to be 18 years old to drink in some states. You got to be 18 years old to go into the porn shops. What kind of them? How backwards can you be? God gave the command to be holy as I am holy. Yes. And why wouldn't we want to be when we see Christ crucified? Why wouldn't we want to be when we see him shed his blood upon the cross for my sins, my individual sins, friends, not somebody else's? He is mine. I am his. I am consecrated to him. And in the process of consecration, he revives everything within that consecration. My whole heart. Jeremiah 29:11-13. You'll find him when you seek him with your whole heart and nothing less. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out my brand new comic book called My War. It's my testimonial. 1-866-233-0747. Talk to you in 23.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D and our colloidal minerals all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.